your interaction with Rosie and getting to know her family, her partner, and her children, mm-hmm. how has that colored your opinion on gay rights? Like the right to marry, for instance.
Rosie and Kel have adopted these children and brought Vivi into this world, and if to be able to witness to that and see the love in their family is, it's outstanding, and especially when we're in a situation in this world where there are so many children that need a loving home, I always say there are probably heterosexual couples that really aren't qualified to
right.
have children.
So you would be in favor of legalizing gay marriage?
In instances, especially, you know, you hear Rosie explain when she was in the hospital and Kelly wanted to get her, they had to sign off, one of their kids, you know, was hurt and in a hospital, and because their last name wasn't the same and because they weren't the legal guardian, it's so complicated. I do believe that in this day and age, we need to reevaluate and think about what is best for the children.
And honestly, what is best for the two adults involved?
Obviously, no one's denied the right to marry.
Right.
You could marry someone of the opposite sex, but if that is not what is, if that's not the relationship you're in trouble then. Legally,
right.
you're in trouble, because when it comes to things like money and taxes and children and guardianship, it's a very sticky and muddy, unclear
situation, which is why it needs to be worked out. And I think that you're representative of a progressive group mm-hmm. of conservatives. And I guess my question to you is, why do you think that the Republicans, I'm not asking you to speak for them, mm-hmm. but as a majority, the Republican Party has such a problem with gay people and giving equal civil rights?
I honestly don't think as a whole the Republican Party has a problem with gay people.